Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
To make known the treasures of His love. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. 1 Corinthians 4, 1-2. It may surprise you to learn that your responsibilities as a steward extend far beyond your financial resources. You are also commanded to be a steward of God's grace. 1 Peter 4:10. Of your words, Matthew 12:36. Of your time, Psalm 90:12. In short of yourself, Romans 14:12. Andrew Murray explains your role as a steward of money, and much more. Walk with Andrew Murray, a South African preacher and devotional writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. A steward is the one to whom the master entrusts his treasures or goods to divide among those who have a right to them. God in heaven is looking for men and women on earth to make known the treasures of His love by giving them to those who have need. A steward must be a faithful person, fully devoted to his life task, and the messenger of the gospel must be faithful in living each day in the love and fellowship of God. God's messenger must be faithful also to others, ready to recommend God's love and to share it with others. Child of God, seek to have a deeper insight into what it means to be a steward of the wonderful love of God to sinners. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
1 Corinthians 4. This then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ, and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. Now, brothers and sisters, I have applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, so that you may learn from us the meaning of the saying, "Do not go beyond what is written." Then you will not be puffed up in being a follower of one of us over against the other. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. You have begun to reign, and that without us. How I wish that you really had begun to reign so that we also might reign with you. For it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display at the end of the procession, like those condemned to die in the arena. We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to human beings. We are fools for Christ, but you are so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored, we are dishonored. To this very hour we go hungry and thirsty, we are in rags, we are brutally treated, we are homeless, we work hard with our own hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. We have become the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world, right up to this moment. I'm writing this not to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I urge you to imitate me. For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Some of you have become arrogant, as if I were not coming to you. But I will come to you very soon if the Lord is willing, and then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod of discipline, or shall I come in love and with a gentle spirit?
Paul underscores the attitude of a steward this way. What do you have that you did not receive? 1 Corinthians 4:7. Nothing. And you are responsible for everything you have received to do with as God wills. The 12 disciples were the first trustees of the message of life. If they had proven unfaithful in the task, where might you be today? Now the responsibility is yours. You can give so that others might receive the gift of life. It's a stewardship of something far more precious than money. Are you handling it that way?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.